Since 2009, the Capital Area College Access Network has helped hundreds of students from the Lansing School District with college readiness skills and support. The network is now looking to expand throughout all schools in Ingham County. And here to tell us more about the program and the expansion is Cheryl Timms, the coordinator for the Capital Area College Access Network. Welcome, Cheryl.
Good morning, and thank you.
Sure. Tell us about, it's CAN, right?
Yes.
College Access Network, CAN. When did it start?
Well, the College Access Network actually started in 2009, and it started as a pilot so that we were supporting the Lansing School District High Schools with unique programs to help increase the college attainment rate for all of the schools in the three high schools in Lansing.
Was a particular need detected there by the organizers?
Well, yes, there is a need throughout the entire state as well as the entire country that we need to have at least 60% of the residents attain a post-secondary, i.e. after high school, degree or valuable certification by 2025. And that's because there will be so many jobs that will require higher education by 2025 that there will be maybe 2 million jobs that we won't have people to fill because they won't have the skill sets. Mm-hmm. So within the state of Michigan, we have over 50 networks that are collectively working together to increase that number of college attainment, being a degree, be it undergraduate degree, be it associate's degree, or a valuable certification, because at the rate that we're going, by 2025, if we don't have this special attention, we'll only be at 43%, and we need to be at 60.
Mm. What services do you offer?
Well, we currently have some major events that we sponsor in all of the schools that we support. And first one comes is College Application Week. We want every student to complete a college application during that week, and that's early in November. And right now we are close to about 75% of our students that have completed at least one. Several, of course, have completed more than one.
All students to complete a college application.
All students.
Even if they're not thinking about attending college.
We want them to either complete a college application or like a technical school application. So not just like a community college or a four-year college, but they're also technical schools. So we count those as applications as well because it's not just college, it's career.
Okay.
So that's one event that we focus on totally for an entire week in November.
And you're in the process of expanding as well.
Yes.
To all schools in Ingham County. How are you undertaking that?
Well, right now we are looking at the graduation rates. We're looking at where the greatest opportunities are to have more students apply for college, more students complete applications for federal student aid. So we are actually prioritizing how we roll out through the Ingham Intermediate School District schools based upon where the greatest need is.
Okay. You're planning on developing what are called asset maps that
yes.
will help young people find resources in the community. What is an asset map and what will it do?
An asset map is a collection of resources in every community that can help a family identify programs, be it after school or in school, that are in place to help with maybe ACT prep, to help with tutoring, to help with college readiness, to help with financial aid. It's a conglomerate of data that a family, a community, a student can look at to say, I really need to have, for example, some assistance with my math so that I can get a better score on my ACT. Looking at an asset map, which would be in the form of a brochure, a family can say, well, here's something that's going on real close. Maybe it's at the Boys and Girls Club down the street.
Mm.
Or maybe we want to visit some colleges. Who's providing college tours?
Are there more resources out there than people think?
Absolutely.
You're just kind of collecting all
Absolutely.
Of them and getting them in front of people's faces.
Absolutely.
Okay. How do you work with other college readiness programs in the area? We got Lansing Promise and Hope Scholars both come to mind.
We work very closely together. because we are all working to provide all of our students with the greatest opportunity to have a more successful and, of course, quality of life. So with the Lansing Promise and with the Hope Scholars, we work collectively because our focus is college attainment. So for us on readiness, we may do a workshop with the Hope Scholars at their annual dinner to help the students, even though they may be middle school students, to say, well, I have a career interest in, let's say, journalism. So to help them identify early what classes they need to take in school, what are going to be the requirements to achieve that career. With the Lansing Promise, they have plans in place to improve readiness, and let's say with the scholarships that the students are guaranteed, we want to make sure that those dollars are used to achieve real college credits so that they're not taking classes that maybe they needed to do better at in high school.
Oh, okay.
So we're working together to see where we can add the greatest value collectively.
How has CAN been doing since 09?
Well, we have increased the number of students that are completing the free applications for federal student aids. That number is growing every year. We're definitely, responsible for over $2.5 million in Pell Grants, because there is a major focus on completing those applications. We also have more students that are looking at applying for scholarships. We do workshops on essay writing. We're completing workshops on creating those scholarship profiles. We are working with a large variety of other business and community leaders to make sure that we've got the right people at the table to help us implement programs that will help the students be successful, and as you mentioned earlier, throughout all of the intermediate school district schools.
I think you may have wanted to tell me about another event you have coming up. What is there another one?
Well, coming up in May, Decision Day. Decision Day is another one of, we call them like our core events. So Decision Day is almost like the last core event of the school year, where we want every high school senior to have made a decision and to have received their letter of acceptance, at least from one college, one university, or one technical school. And then we want to have a big party to celebrate it at each school that we accomplished that goal.
What a commendable goal. We want to thank you for joining us today. Cheryl Timms is the coordinator for the Capital Area College Access Network, CAN, which is expanding its college readiness services to schools throughout Ingham County. Cheryl, thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you.